Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. This is actually our 20th visit to the OK Cafe. I can't quite believe that, to be honest. But if you've been here before, if you've been here 20 times or even just once or twice, you know the drill. So please do find that comfortable seat. Get that that nice drink, probably a warm drink, I'm guessing. It has been a bit of a cold one today. I've got a lovely peppermint and licorice tea, actually, that I'm drinking now, part of my trying to be a little bit healthier as we come to the end of 2019. But if you haven't been here before, I do strongly recommend that you go back and listen to the introduction to the OK Cafe. So it's just a short 15-minute podcast, but it just gives you the context of why we're here and what we do in the OK Cafe. So here we are in December 2019. The year is very rapidly drawing to a close, and it's that sort of reflective time, I think, for us all, but particularly for me, because this December is my birthday. It's my daughter's birthday, and obviously it's the time when I look at the goals that I've set for the year and think about what I still need to do, what still matters, and what habits and what things I want to take forward into the new year, into 2020. Well, and 2020 is also going to be the year that I am 40. Not until the end. As I said, my birthday is in December, but yes, it is my last year in my 30s. So again, that's been a sort of a moment or a reason to pause and to reflect. And so what I've been thinking about this month, really, and I don't know if struggling with is the right way of explaining it, or certainly been reflecting on and thinking over and mulling over, is empathy. And I think this actually started firstly because the man that I was seeing then, not seeing anymore, but was seeing back in November, he asked me to tell him the advantages and disadvantages of empathy. And to me, I found this very difficult because it's almost like him asking me what are the advantages and disadvantages of loving my daughter, or what are the advantages and disadvantages of of breathing, of living, because that's, I guess, that's how important empathy is to me. It's the thread of life, it's the thread of humanity. It's why we are here and why we are who we are. That ability to identify with another human being and their emotions is the most powerful thing in the world, as far as I'm concerned. But he wanted a sort of a logical explanation of why the advantages and disadvantages of empathy. So although I struggled with this over the course of the conversation, I did manage to articulate the advantages and disadvantages of empathy. And that sort of reminded me that actually that is the balance that I seek in my life, because empathy and connection with another human being and with the universe, I know that sounds quite kind of waffly and I don't know, maybe a bit wacky and a bit out there, but I certainly believe that empathy gives you that connection to your fellow human and also that connection to your universe and your purpose. So, you know, primarily the sense of joy that you get when those things align is obviously the biggest advantage to empathy that I could possibly have, and nothing will ever, you know, come close to that feeling. And I don't know, you know, how many of you have experienced joy, real joy. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm not talking about contentment. I'm talking about real joy, that sense of connection. So knowing that you are exactly where you should be, doing exactly what you should be doing, and connecting with the universe in the way that the universe intended you to, that feeling is, I mean, it's indescribable, but it is joy, and well, that's certainly the label that I give to it. And there is, you know, there is that sort of sense of finding your purpose, finding your reason, finding your, you know, the chimp paradox, I think calls it your tablet of truth. But you know, that thing that drives you, that purpose of why you are here, and then using that, you know, going out in the world with that purpose, and using empathy as your main tool of sharing that purpose, and connecting with that purpose yourself, but also connecting other people with that purpose. So yes, that's, you know, the big advantage of empathy is firstly the joy that it brings you personally, and that sense of purpose, and that sense of connection, but also the fact that it allows you to fulfill your purpose, and it is a tool by which you are able to connect with others. And I don't know what everyone's individual purpose is, and if you want to hear more about my purpose, then I recommend reading the book that I've written. Of course I would say that, wouldn't I? But The Superhero I Was Born to Be was published a couple of years ago now, and that is all about basically how I found my purpose. And yes, it's called The Superhero I Was Born to Be, but it could quite easily have been called The Journey to Joy, to be honest. And it really was that journey for me of coming from a place of darkness and difficulty to a place of joy. But then that obviously brings me on to the disadvantages of empathy, because there are disadvantages. I think the balance that, you know, empathy requires huge amounts of energy. It requires openness, vulnerability, all of these things that for whatever reason we find difficult. I think in the current society that we have. So in order to empathize with somebody else, and to connect with the universe, you have to be open, and you have to be ready to sort of receive connection and feeling. And I don't need to tell you that, you know, feeling is both good and bad. You know, pain is a feeling, sadness is a feeling, anger is a feeling, disappointment, guilt, shame. These are all feelings, and they are all feelings that we struggle with. Hence, you know, beginning the OK Cafe in the first place, 20 episodes ago. I did it for the reason of being able to understand these difficult feelings when I have them, you know, of these difficult feelings of my own. So, of course, empathy, the disadvantage to empathy is that it does require energy, which means that you have to look after yourself, which means that you have to be ready to sort of shut off at certain times and be able to rejuvenate yourself. And the support network as well that can rejuvenate you too. I think that's one of the things. Certainly, I know I've talked about that in a previous podcast about reaching out and about receiving help and being open to receiving help. So yes, you know, there is a disadvantage to empathy in the fact that you have to a bit like physical fitness. Really, you have to be mentally fit and emotionally fit in order to be able to open your heart to both give and receive empathy. And I have honestly been reflecting on that conversation for about a month now, and reflecting on that balance and what I can do better to achieve that balance. But it was interesting because this conversation was sparked with this particular gentleman is because he's not sure whether empathy is for him, if you like, and he's sort of openly admitted that he turns off his empathy receptors, if you like, the sort of bit in your brain that allows you to empathize. And I don't think I necessarily agree with that. I don't think he's turned off his empathy receptors. I think he's turned off his heart, and he's not engaged with his purpose. And therefore, the joy that I'm talking about is how can it be an advantage if he doesn't know what it feels like, if he doesn't know that the power of that feeling. So, you know, it's like I'm trying to sell him something, and that doesn't he can't imagine it, and he can just sort of see the downsides to it, and you know, the lack of energy and the you know, the well, yes, the energy and the sort of planning that empathy will take, from his perspective, but he can't sort of feel the advantage of it yet, and I can't describe it. You know, I'm struggling to describe it to you now here in this podcast, but to me there is no choice. I am here for a purpose, and empathy helps me to connect and understand that purpose. It is the tool by which I achieve that purpose. And so the balance has to be done. There is no choice. The balance has to be done. And just as I ended Superheroes sort of saying, I will continue this cycle for the rest of my life. I will continue this cycle for the rest of my life, and the balance of the joy that empathy brings with the energy that it takes. So another visit to the OK Cafe has come to an end, and I am, as ever, hugely grateful for you joining me here, and also incredibly hopeful that you will have found something useful in this visit and all your previous and subsequent visits. And I just wanted to mention, just sort of briefly, to sum up, I guess, what we've been talking about with empathy, that you may very well be one of those people like me who often gets accused of caring too much, and that sort of leveled at you as a criticism. And I just want to say that it is always okay to care, and I personally don't believe that you can care too much. I normally end with some further reading, and I am going to do what I've done, I think, maybe in the first episode, and that's recommend that you do read the book that I have published. It is available on Amazon in a digital format, and more printed books will be available soon. But yes, it's called The Superhero I Was Born to Be, And I totally realise that is a plug for myself, but I think it ties very well with what we've been talking about today. Thank you very much. I hope 2019 ends on a high for you all, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2020.